Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte de fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi, this is Harry, and welcome back to the English podcast, where we try to help you to understand English grammar through the use of sentences and expressions. The sentence that I have for you now is nothing to do with politics, but it's to do with another topic that I have some interest in, is space exploration. And in this particular sentence, it's talking about a recent report that they have found, they believe, water that could support life on some distant planet. Okay, so I'll try to explain it to you. Some interesting words here, so I make sure I try and pronounce them correctly. Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. Let me give it to you a second time. And that word habitable, quite difficult. If you say it fast, there's a tendency to trip over it. Habitable. Yeah? So you have to make sure that you pronounce it habitable. Habitable, meaning something that people could inhabit. Let me give it to you again. Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. Sounds nice and exotic and romantic, and they're far-flung frontiers, doesn't it? Yeah? Okay, so astronomers, nice word, astronomers, those people studying the planets and the stars, have for the first time, okay? So we're just using that simple grammatical verb, have, for the first time, yeah? So we're stressing there, so we've got the adjective first, for the first time, not the second, but for the first time, and then we've got the past tense, the past simple, discovered, for the first time, discovered water in the atmosphere. So here we're using the preposition in the atmosphere, not on or at, in the atmosphere, and another preposition of a planet. Okay, so noun, planet. And what's the planet doing? Orbiting. Yeah, orbiting meaning going around. And we use this ing form of the verb orbiting, of a planet orbiting. Again, a nice preposition, within the habitable zone of a distant star. Okay, so as I said to you, it's about astronomers who have discovered, they believe, the presence of water in the atmosphere of a planet that could support life, and it's a very far distance away, and it's taken them many, many years. The report I read, something like 12 or 14 years, to gather this information and come up with the fact that there may indeed be water on this particular planet, or indeed in the atmosphere of that particular planet. Okay, so let me read it to you once more. Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting with the habitable zone, within the habitable zone of a distant star. Distant star. So again, we're using distant here as an adjective. So it's some star far, far away. Okay. And habitable zone. Well, habitable zone means that part of the planet which people or life, it's not actually people, could live. So in life as we know it on our planet as animals and trees and bushes and human beings, but on planets, of course, the habitable life or life form could be just some little cell, you know, crustacean or something. So it's obviously not meaning there are little green men running around, but who knows? Perhaps you agree, perhaps you believe in it. I'm not so sure. Okay, so in terms of pronunciation, let's look at a few words. Astronomers. See where we put the stress. Astronomers. Astronomers. Okay, you try it. Astronomers. Okay, good, good. Discovered. And that ED ending. Discovered. Discovered. Atmosphere. 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 Orbiting. Orbiting. Habitable. See that? Be careful. Habitable. Not habitable. Habitable. Okay, good. You have to practice that one time and time again. And then zone. Get that z. Zone. Okay, well, that's the end of the podcast for this week. And as always, thanks a lot for listening. If you need to contact me, you can do so on hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. Or as always, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, go and find that link for the Easy Peasy Club. Lots of people joining it. Lots of really good information. I think we're up now to lesson number 8. And so there's lots of exercises there for you to do. Okay, join me again soon. Thanks for listening.